the moment, Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall has relocated next to Pandora on the second floor. Reed's Jewelers still offers huge savings on diamonds, watches, and more, all with the same superior customer service they've always provided. When the new store reopens soon, you'll be amazed at how they've grown. See Reed's Jewelers right now next to Pandora on the second floor of Haywood Mall. Online at Reeds.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Ships, Mets at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona? Mets, did you have a good Mets vacation?
You had a good Mets vacation.
Yeah. How were the Mets mountains of North Carolina?
The mountains of North Carolina and the Mets were great. How are you, Mets, today?
I couldn't be better. You know, I was listening to the station all day because I wanted to hear, you know, what all the Braves fans are saying. Man, I never learned so much about volleyball and badminton and rowing.
Crickets.
That's right. You know, here's the thing, Ramon. I've had all these people all year saying, oh, Walt, same old Mets. They're going to choke. No, listen, again, Ramona, in your lifetime, has anybody killed the Mets more than me? Anybody? Anybody on this planet?
No one.
No.
You kill the Mets because you're a fan. And
right.
It
and they suck every year.
Suck.
Right. And I know this every year. But I've also known for a long time now that this team was different. And I've been telling anybody who would listen. And I got all the same thing. You know, Mark Childress filled in for me for a week. And he said, or for X number of days. And he said, I'm not worried about the Mets at all. Scherzer is a dead arm, blah, blah, blah. These are the kinds of things I heard. This is what I was getting. I get this on the text line every day. How about now? You worried yet? How about now? That the Mets just completely kicked the crap out of the Braves again. The Mets have won 6 of the last 8 against the Braves. They whooped them in Atlanta, and now they whooped them in New York. And there are still people who are thinking, well, you know, the Mets are going to collapse. They're not. They haven't collapsed in 115 games. They're not collapsing. Their pitching is too friggin' good, as we've been saying. And they understand how to play the game, and they're playing a game that no one else is playing. I mean, they're your World Series favorites. They just are. As long as DeGrom and Scherzer are upright, they're your World Series favorites. Because who's going to beat them when they roll out DeGrom and Scherzer? I mean, Scherzer's a two-time Cy Young Award winner who completely outpitched Max Fried twice now, once in Atlanta and once here. Not bad for a guy who has a dead arm and is over the hill.
Well,
you know, pretty good. Pretty good for a guy with a dead arm and over the hill. And then DeGrom, look, I don't know still how it's going to play out for Jacob DeGrom. All I know is this. It's like Jake Arrieta correctly said. He has the greatest stuff in the history of the game. It's almost unfair. I mean, Spencer Strider throws hard. He's completely overmatched against Jacob DeGrom. He just is, as is the rest of the planet, including Max Scherzer. I mean, DeGrom's gone 391 days. You know, he takes the field, Ramona, to...
Yeah.
Go ahead. You have it, don't you? You have my Leonard Skinner?
No. Okay. I was going to do that for rejoin.
Okay, you can do that. But DeGrom takes the field to Simple Man, which is his, you know, walking music.
That's his music.
And, you know, and there was this, I mean, it was an amazing feeling. I mean, if you're a Mets fan, but if you're just a fan of the game, to see this guy back after 391 days. And, I mean, he just blew the Braves away. They had no chance. None. I mean, it was only when he got completely gassed and he walked a guy, and Showalter probably should have pulled him at that point. But he retired the first 17. He struck out 12. The Braves couldn't even put the ball in play against him. I mean, it was just, the guy's throwing a 96-mile-an-hour slider. He hit 96 on a slider. His fastball's hitting 102 miles an hour with the razor-sharp control. Where he's not walking anybody. He puts the ball wherever he wants. And he's throwing, you know, stuff that just cannot be hit. It cannot be hit. It doesn't matter who the hell you are. It cannot be hit. It cannot be hit. And I'll tell you something. I know the result was 4-1. The Braves were very respectful for the Mets. Well, except for Spencer Strider. Otherwise, the Braves were the Braves players and management was very respectful of the Mets, kept talking about how this is not the Mets teams of the past. This is a great baseball team. And basically telling, you know, everybody to wake up to that fact that this team's been doing this to everybody all year. And they have. And now it's even worse because, as we said, at the trade deadline, the biggest acquisition was Jacob DeGrom. It wasn't Juan Soto. It wasn't any of these other people. It was Jacob DeGrom. The Mets are already in first place. They've been in first place all year without a single game from DeGrom. And now you add him to that team. You know, I still think the Braves are a very good team. I don't think those wins were as easy as they looked. I think they took a lot out of both teams. I really do. I mean, the Mets have great respect for the Braves. And they should. The Braves are defending world champions. And I think it took a lot out of both teams. I mean, and you know, the Mets got to go right back to play tonight with Cincinnati. And, you know, quite honestly, that doubleheader taxed both teams. It taxed bullpens. It taxed everything. The Braves have a day off, which I think will help them sort of regather, refocus. Here's good news for the Braves. The Braves aren't facing, other than the Mets again, they're not facing another pitching staff like this one. You know, the Braves' strength is still the analytics of today's baseball. And they're not going to face another pitching staff like this until they face the Mets again in Atlanta. And you still do have, in theory, 7 games with the Mets. Now, again, I don't think anybody can really... I just don't think it's possible to, like, beat the Mets when DeGrom and Scherzer are throwing. I mean, I don't know how you're going to beat them. But the Braves are still going to the playoffs regardless of how this plays out. And I think the 6 teams are set because, I mean, I think Philadelphia is going to be one of them. I wrote this three or 4 days ago, and the Phillies just keep winning. And the Brewers unplugged. They basically quit on their team and on their city at the trade deadline. So I think they're toast. And the Cardinals are playing like the Brewers are toast. But I know it was 4-1, and the Mets were in many ways dominant. You know, The Braves struck out 57 times. The Mets struck out 34 times, 35 times, whatever it is. And you know, the Mets just make contact. They don't strike out. They put the ball in play. They make pitchers work. I talked about this back at the first series, that they're playing a style of baseball modeled after Joe Torre's Yankees, and they have team speed. And so they put the ball in play. Nobody else in this baseball is putting the ball in play. They're all playing this analytics game that a year ago worked for the Braves. That's the strangeness of it. A year ago, that game won the Braves the World Series. Now, a year later, a team is playing a completely different style of game from everybody else, and no one else can deal with it. They're playing old-style baseball. They're putting bat on ball. They're making contact. They're putting the ball in play. And it's amazing what happens to opposing teams when you put the ball in play. A lot of times, they just self-destruct. The Braves did a lot of self-destructing this weekend. I mean, Swanson really nearly made three errors in one game. He was saved a one by Olsen, who went up, came down, and swiped the tag. None of that's usual, but, I mean, for the most part, teams don't put the ball in play. The Mets just keep making you throw. 14 times this year, they've made pitchers throw over 30 pitches in the first inning. They made Spencer Strider throw 29 pitches to get out of the first inning the other day. He didn't give up a run in the first, but he was done. He was done. They made him throw 29 pitches in the first inning. Dude was toast. That's what they do. And that's the Showalter influence. Guy's going to win manager of the year for the fourth time, and he should. He's the best manager in the game right now. It's not even close. I mean, look, the Mets outpitched the Braves. They outhit them. They outfielded them. They outcoached them. Those things happened. And the Braves know it, too. I don't know that you can do anything about it this year. I don't know that you need to. I mean, we saw the Braves a year ago win an analytics, modern analytics-based World Series. They played to the home run. They hit the home runs. They won the World Series. Now, a year later, a team's playing a different, completely different style of baseball, and they look like they might be headed to the same fate. Because I think the Mets are winning the World Series. I just don't. The Dodgers are playing unbelievable baseball, but I'm sorry. You're going to give me Urias against DeGrom? I mean, you're going to line the Mets pitchers up against the Dodgers? Dodgers already know they're not winning that battle. They already know. They're just not. They're not. And I think that's what we're saying. The Mets so far and away have the best pitching in Major League Baseball. Nobody's close. And then since the All-Star break, they're hitting .298 as a team. Because they put bat on ball and they put the ball in play. And they have two Cy Young Award winners, and they're going to have a third because Edwin Diaz is going to win the Cy Young in the National League. How can he not? He doesn't allow, you know, anything. In the ninth inning, Ramona, of the game the other day, Sunday, Edwin Diaz came in to the trumpets blaring and to come in to close the game in the ninth inning.
Uh-huh.
He faces Swanson, Olsen, Austin Riley. He strikes all three of them out. None of the three had any chance at all. Swanson's faced Diaz 9 times, has struck out 8 times. Riley's faced Diaz 5 times, has struck out all 5 times. Basically, all those guys have done against Diaz has struck out. And that's what they did in the ninth inning yesterday. They all struck out. I mean, he just blew them away. But he's done that to everybody all year. The Mets are unbeaten when leading into the ninth inning. Unbeaten. On the year. Diaz hasn't given up a run since June. Since the middle of June. What's the date? It's August 8th.
It's August 8th.
It's August 8th. Dude has not given up a run since the middle of June. You know, I mean, so you have all this insane starting pitching, and then you have the best closer. You have a guy having the best closer season in the history of the game. In fact, there's an amazing stat, which I'll get to. But the bottom line in all of it is the Mets are just playing like they've played all year, and now they have DeGrom. And it's just people didn't want to pay attention to it. They want to think same old Mets, same old Mets. It's not the same old Mets. And the Braves have acknowledged as much. Again, the Mets have great respect for the Braves. And I'm not, there's a lot of baseball left to be played. There's a million things that could still happen or go wrong. The world doesn't work like that. I'm talking on paper. You know, I mean, let's say Pete Alonso got injured. Pete Alonso has been prone to injury. If you take Alonso out of the lineup as a run producer, that would dramatically change the Mets. Francisco Lindor. Those two guys have been enormous run producers. They're both in the top 10s of RBIs. I mean, there's a lot of time left in the season. Many injuries could occur to any of these teams. And we don't know that. And the Braves are still going to the playoffs. And the Braves are still going to be a tough out. And the Braves are still going to do the things they do well. And they're going to be successful against most teams. Against most everybody. Because they don't have to face DeGrom or Scherzer against the Dodgers or the Padres or any of these other teams. So the season's not in any way over for the Atlanta Braves. It just isn't. They're still defending world champions, and it's still a really good team. There's still a lot to talk about, though, with the Braves, about some of the things they've done, some of the things they may have to do. They sent Ian Anderson. I wrote 3 days ago, when I wrote, Ian Anderson's a batting practice pitcher now. You gotta send him out. They sent him out. They sent him to the minors. I wrote that three days ago.
They did?
Yeah. I want to talk about him and the makeup of the Braves right now. But again, I think these two teams, I know the result was 4-1, but trust me, that series took a toll on both teams. It did. Here's how you know that. The Mets were throwing tomato cans after they took DeGrom out. The Mets brought two guys in. I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God. You know, where do we find these guys? You know, I mean, they're not the usual Mets setup, man. But they were gone. They were burned. You know, so that was the nature of the series. This series took a toll. It was 4-1, and yes, it was dominant, but at the same time, it was hard-earned. The Mets fully recognize the Braves are a really good baseball team, and they were going to have to play really well to beat them, but they've played really well all year, and they played really well, and they earned the victories. But there was a toll, I think, on both teams. I mean, right now, I'd rather be in the Braves' position of having the day off. The Mets are going to have to play Cincinnati, who, honestly, they struggled a little bit with in a prior series, won 2-1, but all three games were close. So the Mets are going to have to go right back to playing, and they're going to be down a little bit, and coming off a really emotional win, so we'll see. But, again, I still think the Braves are an elite baseball team. I just think that the Mets are a bad matchup for the Braves right now because the Braves are an analytics uppercutting team, and the Braves pitching, or the Mets pitching, is just too good for that. But nobody else's pitching is. So, you know, again, I fully expect the Braves to get right back going, whether it's with the Red Sox, and then after that, they have 4 games against the team they'll just lay to waste. So, you know, it's not like this is going to continue. And, you know, here's the other thing. That's their first 3-game losing streak of the year, which is pretty darn good. The Mets only have 1-2. Quick break. Georgia Tech, Steve, you'll be up first when we get back.
What's better than hitting the road for a vacation with the family? Your favorite song is on and smiling faces. Okay, there may be an occasional "Are We There Yet?" And "Don't Make Me Come Back There" for the 10th time in an hour. But you don't mind, because you know one thing. You have a brand new reliable vehicle from Granger Nissan of Anderson. You know that will keep them safe. They take care to know what you and your family needs. Visit 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey folks, Qualk here again to tell you about my friends at PhD Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers, and my personal weight loss program after the results I've seen in my own life, where I lost 24 pounds in just 5 weeks earlier this year. You know, I'll never forget my initial consultation with PhD, where I went in and I told Dr. Ashley Lucas, you know, I'm looking to lose 5 or 10 pounds, maybe change my diet up a little bit, nothing too drastic. Well, during the consultation, it became apparent to me that it was going to take a lot more than that to get me where I needed to be. Dr. Lucas and her team were phenomenal all along the way, and they continue to help me out in the maintenance phase, where I've kept the weight off now for 6 months. Trust me, if they could do it for me, they can do it for you too. Go to myphdweightloss.com today. That's myphdweightloss.com and find everything you need to help change your life with PhD Weight Loss.
Summer is here. No one wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. It's time to get that belly fat under control, get those muscles toned, and get that alpha feeling back in the bedroom. Come get your testosterone up and that weight down today at Low Country Mail. Our concierge plans are simple. For $220 a month, we include all your medication, testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. We are offering 50% off on Wegovy. Wegovy reduces the urge to eat, and the results are amazing. Make man men again. LowCountryMail.com.
The countdown is on. 28 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett.
Presented by your Clemson and Anderson area KFC location.
First and goal as Uyunglele will give it to Hoffa, and Hoffa up the middle will go in the end zone for 6.
We are the flagship station for Clemson athletics. 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Buff City Soap in Clemson and Greenville has a perfect gift for your high school or college student as the school year kicks off. Treat them to a gift set with foaming hand soap, laundry soap, bath bombs, body lotion, or shave bars. They're handmade, free of harsh chemicals, and full of nourishing plant-based goodies to make your skin happy. Shop Buff City Soap, Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson, and the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville. And be sure to follow them on Facebook for this week's updates and specials.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Look no further than Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson for your next pre-owned vehicle. Whether you're in the market for a full or mid-sized truck or SUV, Ralph Hayes has it. Sedan, minivan, something sporty, Ralph Hayes has it. Import or domestic, Ralph Hayes has it. And once you find your pre-owned vehicle at Ralph Hayes Toyota, they'll service any make or model for you. Add to that their rental program, and Ralph Hayes Toyota will be your dealer for life. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
We wrote the book on price. Toyota.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fired Up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage. Weekdays, 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Up to the Red Rage, we are back. You want in 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. That makes sense, Texter 361. That makes a lot of sense. Well, I mean, except that, you know, I've hit 70% against the spread the last 10 years on air. I don't know how you rationalize that away, but as long as it makes you happy. Georgia Tech Steve. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing today?
How you doing, Steve? Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, thanks for letting me get in, Walt. Look, you were absolutely right about the Mets. I'm a huge Braves fan. They were absolutely the dominant team this weekend, and I was thinking about what I saw this weekend and what you were saying. Showalter showed from the very beginning that he was throwing everything that he had at this series. That's why he pitched Diaz two innings in the first game, eighth and ninth inning on Thursday night, which Diaz had never done before. He's created such plate discipline in this team. I don't see who's the Mets first baseman.
Alonzo,
I don't see him. He wasn't swinging for home runs this weekend. He was trying to get on base. The plate discipline of this team was just amazing. I don't know that they have one player. The Mets have one player that's on the level of Machado or Juan Soto or even Freddie Freeman. These are a bunch of guys who are to mid. To very good, not great talent that have been taught that, look, if you'll play the game the way I'm telling you to do it, create plate discipline, right, you will be the best team in baseball. Showalter certainly is the manager of the year. There's no question about it. I
basically agree with what you're saying. Just one point, except for the pitching staff, where they have all the best pitchers
true,
in baseball.
True. That's true. You're right. You're right, Walt. I was excluding pitching from my comment. I'm talking about on the field day-to-day players. Yeah, yeah. This team performed at a masterful level this weekend, and it was a privilege to watch it. It was a great series.
You know,
didn't come out right, but I certainly enjoyed it.
You know, Steve, let me give you another example, because it's a really extreme example that at first I'm thinking to myself, what is he doing? Because on Sunday, Showalter started Mark Canha in left field. Now, I don't like Canha, all right? And I'm thinking to myself, why is he starting Canha against the righty when, you know, they set this up in the free agent moves they made to have lefty righties at the whole bottom part of the order? And then I started thinking about it, and I thought, oh, crap, I know why he's starting Canha. He's starting Canha because Canha averages seeing five pitches or more per at bat. And I'm thinking to myself, so this is another guy he stuck in the lineup just to get to Spencer Strider. And that's what he did. It's what he did. They played Spencer Strider like a violin in both games. They knew exactly They knew exactly what his strengths were, and they were determined to make him burn himself out in the first inning of those games, and that's what they did. They forced him to throw 29 pitches. He got out of the first inning, but he was toast.
Yeah, and then Schreiner, when those bloops happened in the second inning, he totally lost his composure. And I would guess that probably the Braves pitchers threw at least 50 more pitches, you tell me, during this series than the Mets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, the way it was working with DeGrom and Strider at one point, it, just in that little battle, at the point that Spencer Strider had thrown 73 pitches, I believe DeGrom was in the 20s. I think we lost Steve.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I'm here.
And that's insane, especially because DeGrom was striking everybody out.
You know? In the first inning, it was Strider's 30 pitches versus DeGrom's 9.
Right. And that's what they're doing to people. They are playing a throwback style of baseball in which they're making all these opponents work, and they wear them down. They're not playing to win in the first inning. They're playing to win in the fourth and the fifth and the sixth. You know, that's how they're playing. And it's quite a contrast in styles. And again, it's an unusual situation because it's not like the Braves style didn't work just last year. It did. They won the World Series playing the analytic style of today's game. But the Mets are playing a different style, and people are having a lot of problem with it. And if the Mets go on to win the World Series, there are going to be some teams that need to rethink the analytics of this time period.
Yeah, they're playing throwback baseball.
Yeah.
They're playing the game the way you're taught to play it, and it was great to see it.
Yep, thank you, Steve. Yep, good job. Hey, look, honestly, on my Twitter feed, all the Braves fans were really respectful. They all said those same kind of things. You know, the Braves are a classy organization, and most of their fans are too. You know, I mean, we play along with people all year. We said, you know, wow, the Mets are going to tank. But I know, you know, these are all, I think most of those people probably now have revised their thought process on it. You know, this team's just good. And I just don't think they're falling apart. I don't think the Braves think they're falling apart. Robert, how are you?
Walt, I'm good. And you?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
I think that, you know, I thought the Mets were probably the best team in the National League East for a while now.
I know that. I'm not sure I know that.
Yeah. Really? Probably since at least June. I'm going to tell you, when the Braves went to Chicago and played them, Chicago had lost like 9 out of 10, and the Braves were on that long winning streak. The Braves lost the first two games of that series. And the main reason they lost it is because the wind was blowing in so hard from the outfield that the Braves couldn't hit the ball out of the park. If you can remember, the wind was just like whipping up there those first two games. But another thing that I went back and looked at, and I brought this up to you before.
I'm gonna still say what I'm saying though. I think the Mets starting pitching is a big problem for this Atlanta lineup. Having said that, and I said that before this series. Having said that, the Braves are not only going to face the Mets a handful more games, and the Braves lineup is just fine against everybody else's pitching. So, you know, let's just say that in this particular year, the Braves are going to have some trouble matching up with the Mets. That doesn't mean they have trouble matching up with the Dodgers or the Padres or anybody else.
Yeah. Well, here's a stat. Atlanta is still having trouble getting men on base. If you look at the stats for players left on base, Atlanta is 7th best in the league for fewest players left on base. The top 6 are some of the worst teams in the league. And take a guess who's the worst team in the league for leaving players on base.
Yeah.
One guess.
So that's the Braves?
Worst team in the league. No, the Braves are 7th best. The Mets are the worst team in the league for leaving players on base.
Well, that might be, but the thing is they have so many of them on. See, I think that's why it's misleading.
That's the point. That's the point. The Braves are not getting players on base. The Mets are doing the best job in the league of getting players on base. And when you get players on base, things are going to happen. Yeah, you're going to leave some, but things are going to happen. So, but moving on, I hate to interject in some football, but Walt, I know it was a preseason game Thursday night, but man, I sure like the way those Raiders looked. Oh, and I'm going to tell you something, that Zamir White.
Oh, my
White,
goodness. We're talking about preseason football now. I know what? You know what, Ramona? I just want to slam my head against the wall, because if I believed everything that all these people are telling me with preseason football, then I would know that Florida State's playing for the national championship and the New York Giants are going to win the freaking Super Bowl, because that's all I've been inundated with until the last few days, Ramona, when Giants fans had this epiphany all of a sudden when they watched Daniel Jones hit a handicapped person in the stands with one throw another ball that was nowhere near receiver. You know, Brian Daboll came over to New York running from Buffalo where he had Josh Allen. He's thinking, I'm going to get Daniel Jones, Josh Allen. Look, Brian Daboll suddenly woke up yesterday, Ronan, and he realized one thing, that Daniel Jones is closer to Woody Allen than he is Josh Allen.
Woody Allen.
Walt, you have to admit, the Raiders looked like...
Yeah, I don't care what they... I think the Raiders are going to be pretty good, but I don't give a rat's behind what they look like in that preseason game, Robert.
What do you think of Zamir White?
I think it's a meaningless preseason game. That's what I think. Zamir White has ability.
I wonder if you even watched
it. He has ability. No, I'm not going to watch that. I watched like 5 minutes of it. I'm not going to watch that. Are you kidding me? You know,
oh man, you
wake me when they matter. I don't care what Zamir White does in a meaningless preseason game.
The silver and black
game.
Is back.
All right. I mean, yeah, and Zamir White ran a 4.40.
Let me tell you, Zamir White was running like a man on a mission the whole game. And I'm telling you what, he's going to be another one of these overlooked running backs who had his kind of iffy college career, who's going to be dominant. And I'm going to take that all to air, man. Appreciate it.
He didn't really have an iffy college career. He had two knee injuries. And that's really what sort of waylaid him. But I've always thought he was a talented back. And he runs hard. He does run hard. And he's more athletic than people think. He ran a 4.40. And nobody cared because he was injured and he was part of a backfield by committee at Georgia. So do I think he can be part of that backfield that's already pretty talented? Yeah. Yeah, look, I think the Raiders are going to be pretty darn good. I mean, I have said that before. I like Davante Adams. I'm not basing anything they did on a ridiculous preseason game, though. Okay, I don't care about any of that. Well, we frequently see teams go unbeaten in preseason. They win like three games in a regular season. That's not going to sway me. That's what I'm getting all now. I get from Florida State fans, Ramona, that their offensive line now is not like the offensive line of the Cleveland Browns. You know, yeah, they've sucked forever.
What?
But we're great now. Our offensive line now
is unbelievable.
They can't wait. Well,
they can't wait.
Yeah. We'll talk more about all this stuff on the other side. Quick break.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three. Monday through Wednesday till 7:30. Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
What's better than hitting the road for a vacation with the family? Your favorite song is on and smiling faces. Okay, there may have been an occasional, are we there yet? And don't make me come back there for the 10th time in an hour. But you don't mind, because you know one thing. You have a brand new reliable vehicle from Granger Nissan of Anderson. You know that will keep them safe. They take care to know what you and your family needs. Visit 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCB for 10% off and two free pillows, up to $475 savings. Free local delivery, American-made, engineeredsleep.com. Better Sleep, rest assured.
when it's time to replace your roof. There are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Upcountry Fiber is here. Whether you're working from home, streaming the big game, online shopping, or gaming, Upcountry Fiber offers high-speed fiber internet to fit all your needs. With more devices connecting to the internet in our homes, a fast and reliable internet package is essential. Visit upcountryfiber.com and click the Updates tab for a live coverage map and answers to frequently asked questions. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection. A partner of Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative.
Landscaper Supply, the Upstate's premier Toro equipment dealer and leader for outdoor landscaping and lawn care, has moved and expanded their Easley store and added Ace Hardware. They're at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway and featuring Toro lawn equipment and now an Ace Hardware as well. See their other locations in Greer, Simpsonville, Greenville, and Piedmont online at landscapers-supply.com. The relocated and expanded Easley store at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Landscaper Supply.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
Tri-County Technical College is in the business of transforming lives one student at a time. Whether you're looking for a career in CNC, advanced manufacturing, information technology, or even business administration, Tri-County's programs offer great opportunities that can put you in a position to have a great career with great pay. At TCTC, you can do college, and we can cover the cost. To learn more, visit Tri-County Technical College online at tctc.edu.
Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning, the most trusted and reviewed cleaning company in town. Take advantage of their back-to-school sale going on now. Get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey Poller, at WCCP. Easy schedule your cleaning online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Hey, you didn't have to go to college to be a college sports fan. Get all our college football coverage all day right here. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Tip to the road rage. We are back. So here's my contention.
What's that?
My contention is the Mets are better than everybody, that they're going to win the World Series, because I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean the Braves aren't really, really good. It just doesn't.
Because everybody can win the World Series.
Right. And I just think the Mets pitching is just too good, and their style of play is just built for the playoffs. And I wrote that a month ago, and there were still people who doubted that. I think more people probably believe in that now. Again, there's a long way to go, and all sorts of things can happen. And the Braves are still a really, really good team. And if in this one year they don't match up particularly well against the Mets pitching staff, good news is I don't know how long that pitching staff is going to be together. You know, so I don't know what it will look like just a year from now. You know, you're not going to win the World Series every year, but But the Braves are still really formidable, even though they suffered this loss. And again, let's just say the Braves' analytic style of play does not work against this Mets team and this Mets pitching staff. Okay, but does it work against the Dodgers? And does it work against the Padres? And does it work against the, the Phillies or the Cardinals? Yeah. Yeah, I think it does. So, you know, maybe the Mets are just the outlier to the Braves style of play. And it doesn't mean the Braves need to reboot their style of play. I've heard that actually suggested. I don't think that's true. The style of play won your World Series last year. You know, the Mets have ingrained a different style. You're not going to change who you are at this point in the year. The Braves aren't built to play the way the Mets are playing right now. Now, could they be more patient at the plate? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But fundamentally, it's a style that just a year ago won them the World Series. And it's a style that I think is still going to work against everybody else. I'm just not sure how well it works against the Mets. Because, again, no one has that pitching. It's not like you line up. If you line up to play the Dodgers tomorrow, the Dodgers are a great team, right? They're on pace to win 112 games. But they don't have the starting pitching the Mets do. Nothing close to that. There's no Dodgers starting pitcher that compares to DeGrom or Scherzer. Especially with Bueller out. And even if Bueller's in. You know, Bueller's more on the Fried level. Fried's a great pitcher. He's just not DeGrom or Scherzer. And he's never going to be. Fried's a great pitcher. And, you know, I said this last week, Ramona. I said, if you look at the top teams in the National League, I said, I think the Mets by far have the best starting pitching. I said, I think the Braves are second. I think the Braves are second. That by definition, if that appraisal is correct, that by definition means the Braves can beat everybody else. Because it means the Braves' approach to hitting is going to work against everybody else. You know what I mean? I think just because it doesn't match up against Scherzer and DeGrom, guess what? Nothing friggin' matches up against DeGrom and Scherzer. Nothing. That's why they win all the Cy Young Awards. Nothing matches up against them. Nothing. I don't care what style you play against Scherzer and DeGrom. I don't care. I don't care. You're going to have a hard time hitting those two cats no matter what you do. But guess what? They don't play for anybody else. There's no Scherzer DeGrom in L.A. There's no Scherzer DeGrom in Padre land. I mean, Yu Darvish is nice. He's not DeGrom or Scherzer. Urias is nice. He's not DeGrom or Scherzer. So, you know that old, you know, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater deal? The Braves are still fine. They may not win the World Series this year because maybe this year is the Mets year. We'll see. But the Braves lineup still matches up against everybody else. Here's another thing. The Mets are going to go through a 10-game road trip. Remember early in the year, Ramon, I warned about the sort of vicious road trip the Mets are going to take and that was an opportunity? The Mets are going to go through a vicious 10-game road trip in which they're going to play the Braves, the Phillies, and the Yankees in 10 straight games on the road.
They're going to do that next?
It's coming up after the after two series. They have a series with Cincinnati and two or three with Philadelphia. Then they go on a 10-game stretch where they're on the road for 10 straight games. Now, the good news for them is with their pitching, it might not matter, and their road record is the second best in Major League Baseball after only the Dodgers. The Mets are 14 games above 500 on the road because of the way they play, because they're pitching the way they play. So I don't think when you have DeGrom, Scherzer, Bassett, Walker, although Walker looked like a batting practice pitcher the other day, when you have DeGrom, Scherzer, Bassett, Walker, Carrasco, you're not going in any slumps because that's slump proof. That's just too much. You can't. There's no way to slump. You got a bunch of slump busters. They've lost three games in a row once this year, and I just don't foresee that happening. But again, I still think the Braves are a very formidable team. And you know what? Maybe somebody else knocks off the Mets. You know, who knows? And as I said,
somebody else.
Well, I'm saying if, let's say the Braves don't match up against the Mets right now. Okay, maybe somebody else beats them somehow. I don't know. But they still have that. The Braves still have seven games with the Mets in Atlanta. You know, we'll see. I mean, I'm inclined to think the Mets are winning at least two out of every four. I think their pitching is difficult for the Braves to match. The Braves just can't match up with it. And again, I think the Braves have the second best pitching in the National League. Honestly, if it were not for the Mets this year, the Braves could go right back to the World Series. And maybe they still will somehow. Maybe they still will. There is that 10-game stretch. Like I said, we got a long way to go. Injuries can happen. There are certain guys I don't think the Mets can afford to lose. But, you know, Pete Alonso's been somewhat injury-prone in his career. He's been there all year this year. You know, he's leading the National League in RBIs. They need him. He's become a really good hitter. He's a legit MVP candidate. The Mets and Braves each have two guys in the top 10 in RBIs. The Mets and Braves each have legit MVP candidates. Austin Riley's a legit MVP candidate. Alonso's a legit MVP candidate. They're not alone. Goldschmidt maybe is the leader in that regard of St. Louis. But, you know, again, I still think that the Braves are a really good baseball team. I just think that, and I think that was a much tougher series than it may appear. I think it took a toil on both teams. I think both teams knew going in it was going to be tough and that it would take a toil. Like I said, I'd rather have a day off. Ian Anderson, they shipped out. Ian Anderson, when I watched Ian Anderson against the Mets the other day, Ian Anderson, the one game the Braves won, Ramona, they had an 8-0 lead. The Mets made that 8-5, and they had chances to win the game. Ian Anderson, yeah. Ian Anderson with an 8-0 lead, oh, my God, he was awful. Oh, my God, he was just terrible. I mean, you know what? One thing I just can't stand, you have a lead, right, and a reliever comes in, whatever. I just can't stand when you have a multi-run lead and guys don't throw strikes. It drives me crazy. When you have like an 8-run lead and you don't throw strikes, there's something wrong with you. The only way the other team can even have a hope to get back is if you throw balls, walk people, get behind in counts. Ian Anderson is giving an 8-0 lead, Ramon. He's behind every freaking batter. I mean, dude cannot throw a strike to save his life. He's behind every batter. And the Mets weren't taking advantage of it for a while, and eventually they did. And the thing is, I'm watching him throw, and his ERA is 5 this year. It's over 5 now. It's 5.13 now, I think. I'm watching him throw, and I'm thinking to myself, man, this dude right now is just a batting practice pitcher. This guy had a 1.3 or something ERA, 1.2 ERA in the playoffs last year. I'm watching him throw, and I'm thinking, man, dude is a batting practice pitcher. I mean, everything is right down the – when he throws a strike, it's right down the middle. There's nothing on it. There's just nothing on it. He's throwing these juicy, please bash me over the wall pitches that you know, 8-year-olds in Idaho are saying, give me a bat. I mean, that's how bad it is. And his stuff is gone. It's just gone. I'm watching him, Ramon. This is what my eyes are telling me, okay? I'm watching Ian Anderson pitch, and my eyes are telling me that there's nothing there. That there's nothing on any of these pitches. There's no movement. There's no anything. And so I went and looked it up. I looked up the analytics on his movement. He throws 4 pitches, and he is way below league average on all 4 pitches in terms of movement. Yeah, we have analytics on everything now, in case you don't know that. He is way below league average on all 4 of his pitches in terms of movement. In other words, he's the living, breathing definition of a batting practice pitcher. He has no stuff right now at all. He couldn't get his grandmother out, and he can't throw strikes. So he needed to be sent down. Now, again, I know the Braves have done this before and magically turned some guys around. They're going to have to. I mean, I don't know if he has an injury. I don't know what it is. All I know is they need to find Ian Anderson because he's only 24, I think. He's still very young, and he was really good a year ago, but he's really terrible right now, and he's actually one of the worst pitchers in Major League Baseball. His ball has no movement. He has no stuff. He's lost his ability to throw with movement, which you can't do in this league, any pro baseball league. Hey, let me tell you about Water Furnace and my guy Eric Rooney. You know, Water Furnace is the ideal and preferred heating and cooling method now. If you're living in a fossil fuel universe right now, you have my condolences. You need to get out of that, and you know it. Call my guy Eric Rooney at Water Furnace. He can help you. Look, this is the most efficient heating and cooling known to mankind. That's why the federal government is giving you a 26% tax rebate when you go with Water Furnace geothermal heating and cooling. The state of South Carolina is adding 25%. That's 51% of the initial cost. Now, the utility companies like Blue Ridge are chipping in with $1,600 per ton. And a 4-ton unit, that's $6,400. Now you're down near the cost of a standard heat pump. Except your unit's going to last for a minimum of 25 years. That's what the government says. The underground part, the expensive part, 100 years. Real estate agencies are recognizing this. Oh, yeah. And then there's the monthly cost. Here's the deal with the cost. About 2/3 of your utility bill comes from heating and cooling. With Water Furnace geothermal, you will reduce that 2/3 by 50 to 70%. Call my guy, Eric Rooney, 864-735-8081, 864-735-8081. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's officially time to clean up the mess summer left behind in your home, especially your carpets. With over 3,000 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating, Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning is the most highly reviewed cleaning company in the upstate. Their patented no residue cleaning system gets your carpets, rugs, and upholstery insanely clean. Take advantage of their back to school sale going on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey Plower, at WCCP. Easily schedule your cleaning online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
If you are looking for first class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCB for 10% off and 2 free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery. American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better Sleep. Rest assured.
Summer is here, and it's time to make the living easy with Crasto Storm Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Crasto Storm Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanneman Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Crasto Storm Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylors.
Crasto Storm and Patio.
Founders knows you must use your best money saving strategies to reach your full financial potential.